First, there was disbelief. Superstorm Sandy hit with such ferocity, even people who prepared for it were dumbfounded. In one night, big chunks of New York City were knocked over, washed away, or on fire. Now, they're under snow, and for some New Yorkers, it's nearly too much to bear.
WCBS radio reporter Alex Silverman's been covering the new homeless there and joins us live. Thanks for being here, Alex.
Thanks for having me.
You've been everywhere from the Rockaways in the east to Staten Island in the west. What's happening there now?
Well, I got to tell you, disbelief, the word you used, is absolutely the right word, because I was standing at the Battery at the southern tip of Manhattan on the night of the storm and seeing the harbor come at me from all directions, seeing this raging river of water into the mouth of the Brooklyn Battery Tunnel. It kind of hit me that this is the worst case scenario. This is what we feared, and it wasn't for another 24 hours or so that we really started to understand what had happened. I went to Breezy Point, which is on the Rockaway Peninsula, as you mentioned. You've probably seen pictures from there, but the pictures cannot prepare you for what you see. It is just, as far as the eye could see, there is nothing. There are pieces of chimneys. There are individual cinder blocks, in, but nothing resembling homes. The largest residential fire in modern times in New York City took place there. In Staten Island, we have entire stretched, entire neighborhoods, blocks and blocks and blocks, as far as you can see, of houses that are completely unlivable, people digging out of the wreckage of what was their homes. Just to give you a number for the scope of what has happened here, Mayor Bloomberg estimates that there could be up to 40,000 people who just simply have no homes left after this storm.
You know, Alex, this is a disaster where some people saved each other. Can you give us the story about the family saved by a guy on a surfboard?
An incredible story. It was a man on a surfboard and another gentleman who looked out of his house and saw that there was a fire. This was on the Rockaway Peninsula. Several homes on the block were going up in flames. He got his four neighbors to another house where there were two more people. He realized that they weren't safe there because the fire was spreading. He realized he had to get them across the street, across the raging floodwaters that were coming in from the ocean, flood and fire at the same time. And he didn't know how to do that, so he started building a rope ladder out of extension cords, incredibly. And he didn't know how to get that rope ladder even to the other side. But then he saw this 22-year-old man on a surfboard who was there in the water, who had heard the screams. He was able to, with the surfboard, get the ladder to the other side, get those people across, and rescued all six of his neighbors. Absolutely incredible story there.
Alex, we're out of time, but I have to ask you, 40,000 displaced New Yorkers, what does the mayor plan on doing for them?
It's hard to put an exact number on it. That was one estimate, anywhere between 20,000 and 40,000. They're working on temporary housing solutions. They're working on getting power back to the people who have homes but don't have power to do anything in them, especially with the snow that we've had in the past couple of days. People are absolutely freezing in these homes that have been devastated, but there are shelters set up, and people are able to go to some of those places. But there are people who are trapped in their homes right now, and they just have no place to go.
Wow, what stories. Alex, thanks for joining us. Hopefully we can get in touch with you again.
Sure.
Alex Silverman, reporter for WCBS Radio in New York.